This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, a leading Republican senator is proposing a complete overhaul of U.S. intelligence agencies. Senator Pat Roberts wants to break up the CIA and reorganize many of the other agencies that provide information to military and civilian leaders.
This is a very bold plan. We didn't pay attention to turf or agencies or boxes. We said, all right, what are the national security threats that face this country today in an asymmetrical world and what we face down the road?
Roberts spoke yesterday on CBS. His words carry force because he's the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee and because Roberts says he's building on the findings of the September 11 Commission. His 9/11 National Security Protection Act would give the suggested new post of National Intelligence Director broad authority over the nation's intelligence gathering. Mary Louise Kelly has been covering this story for NPR. She's our intelligence correspondent. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Okay, Roberts' plan has been called bold, radical, unworkable. What is it?
It is at least two out of those three. It's certainly bold and radical. The debate is still open in terms of whether it's unworkable. But as you said, it would effectively break up, essentially do away with the CIA. The CIA, for those who don't know, is broken into three divisions. There's the sort of famous Directorate of Operations, that's the spies, the clandestine service, covert operations. There's the intelligence people, who are the ones who analyze all of the information the spies are coming up with. There's the science and technology division. This plan would pull all three of those out of the CIA at Langley, break them into separate agencies reporting to different people. It would also take away, by my reading, the vast bulk of the Pentagon's intelligence operations. It would take away the National Security Agency, which does electronic spying. It would take away, almost more controversially, the Defense Intelligence Agency, which is the Pentagon's branch that does human intelligence. It would reorganize everything under a very powerful national intelligence director, someone with extraordinary leeway over budget and being able to move people around in the intelligence community.
So all these people would still be there doing their jobs, just under different bosses. And how does that plan fit into the recommendations of the September 11 Commission?
This goes well beyond what the September 11th Commission recommended. And as we know, they had a pretty radical plan for reform that has already sparked a lot of debate. I think it goes beyond what they have called for in terms of more, even more complete control over the intelligence budget for this new national intelligence director. For example, that person would have complete control over counterterrorism programs at the FBI. So it would be one person running foreign and domestic intelligence. That is at the heart of this controversy. I think also, I mean, the 9/11 Commission did not imagine doing away with the CIA. Roberts says that's not what he's doing, that he's just reordering it. But it's hard to see how else you could call it this. An interesting sort of aside along those lines, Senator Roberts' committee is gearing up for confirmation hearings for Portergas, who's been nominated as the next head of the CIA, and it's hard to imagine reading this plan what on earth they're planning to confirm him for. There's nothing left.
Well, most of the Republicans on that committee have now endorsed this plan to break up the CIA. Republicans, we say. What about the Democrats?
The Democrats, I think, are as stunned by this as many of us were yesterday when we saw this plan come out. They were not informed in advance. It's interesting because the Intelligence Committee is generally one of the more together committees on Capitol Hill. They don't tend to engage in a lot of political point scoring. The vice chair, the senior Democrat on that committee, has put out a statement saying he strongly disagrees with some of these ideas, such as scattering the CIA. A senior intelligence official I spoke to this morning has also just condemned this idea, said it's not a good plan. And interestingly, you said he's got the support of most of the Republicans on this committee. The key one he doesn't have is John Warner, who is the chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee, who has been out there urging caution, says we should not throw the baby out with the bathwater, and we need to protect the Pentagon's intelligence interests. So it's going to be very interesting to watch this play out on Capitol Hill in the next few weeks.
Very briefly, what do the presidential candidates say about this?
White House says it's looking at it. It'll consider all of the plans coming to the table. Senator Kerry's campaign has broadly welcomed this. As we know, he's endorsed the 9/11 Commission's plan.
Okay, thanks. That's NPR intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly.